Higher and looking to the inside to try to take a spot away, but gets in the line in six.
Boy, he is ready to go up the leaderboard. Talking about John Hunter Nemechek, he almost took him three wide, thought better of it. Let's follow John Hunter back to the corner.
John Hunter Nemechek comes to turn one. In front of him is that battle with Riley Herbst and Justin Allgaier. Nemechek is going to have to pick a lane. He goes to that low side and bringing Eric Almirola with him.
That battle for fourth will single out just in front of Nemechek, or does it? Allgaier slides way up the racetrack to the exit of turn number two after taking the spot from Riley Herbst, who retakes that position in three.
And they both wash up the racetrack just a bit. Here's John Hunter Nemechek and Eric Almirola. They feel racy. They're running in sixth and seventh.
Side by side through the dogleg. Again, that's the struggle for the sixth spot. Allgaier up ahead. Backs off just a little bit. He'll slot in behind Riley Herbst. It's Almirola. John Hunter Nemechek still side by side.
There comes Justin Allgaier to the inside of Riley Herbst. That's the battle for fourth side by side. Just behind them, it's Almirola and Nemechek nose to nose.
Boy, hard racing early on. Eric Almirola on the inside and bypassing John Hunter Nemechek. Now to the inside on Riley Herbst.
Nemechek got behind Riley Herbst, and that might have been the wrong choice. Opened the door wide for Eric Almirola. Now Nemechek looks to the outside for turns one and two, looking to make it three wide for that battle.
Thought about making it three wide, but now just two wide racing up the back straightaway. Riley Herbst takes that position away. That is fifth. Now they're side by side for six with Almirola to the inside of Nemechek.
Leaving Nemechek hung up to dry on that outside lane, but he's going to find grip on exit of turn number four. Almirola continues to keep the right front fender right there.
John Hunter Nemechek rides in that sixth spot. Right next to him is Eric Almirola. He is in seventh. Almirola makes good use of turns one and two, makes good use of that inside lane coming off the corner.
Almirola to the inside, but it's going to be John Hunter Nemechek getting the advantage by a half a car length in the outside. Again, the ongoing battle for position six.
Boy, and it just will not die with this ongoing battle. Eric Almirola has a good car. John Hunter Nemechek has a good car. They just cannot clear one another.
Last two times around, Eric Almirola actually used the apron, all four tires to the inside of the yellow line. He does not do so this time. He straddled the yellow line, still side by side with John Hunter Nemechek.
Here they come once again, side by side for that position. Further up, battle for third shaping up. Justin Allgaier goes to the inside of Corey Heim to take that spot away.
He'll slide right up underneath him, and that forces Corey Heim to play defense because Riley Herbst is beginning to close in, and then that ongoing battle for six.
Still side by side into turn one. Almirola has the advantage of John Hunter Nemechek this time. Nemechek seems to be very, very comfortable on that outside groove, but he's lost a lot of ground to Almirola.
Eric Almirola able to finally take that spot away and break away by about two car lengths from John Hunter Nemechek, and immediately now close in on Corey Heim and Riley Herbst just ahead.
Ryan Vargas on pit road right now. Flames coming out from the right side of that car. And Alex, I think the flames may be because of rubber that has built up and got to the brake rotor, but it was an interesting moment nonetheless.
It was, and he's on pit lane. The fire team has been on the scene already and gotten that extinguished and taken care of. Steve Post has got a bird's eye view of it right on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's exactly what happened because they're focused on the right front. One of the officials now, safety officials, he just gave it another shot of that fire extinguisher. So Ryan Vargas sits here aboard the race car, the hood up, and they're looking really closely at that right front to make sure that there's still no more flames in there. And now it looks like, well, now they're going to shoot a little bit more in there. More fire on the Ryan Vargas car.
Kyle, right behind Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, and Justin Allgaier, a whale of a battle for fourth.
It is, and it's side by side for that position. Here comes John Hunter Nemechek again to the inside of Riley Herbst, right behind Eric Almirola and Corey Heim.
While that battle goes on, there are some drivers that started deep in the field that are beginning to make some hay. One of them is William Byron, started 28th. Byron is up to 13th, and Todd Gordon, I know you've been watching another driver.
Yeah, when you look at Sheldon Creed, had that oil leak that Kim brought on to our attention, had to start tail end. He started from the back, and he's all the way up to 17th at this point, really rolling forward, making easy passes here.
22 laps in. Let's give you a quick look at the top 10. 22 down, long way to go. Lap 45, we will see the green and white checkered flag to end stage number one. So the top 10 at the moment, Chandler Smith leading over Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, then that heck of a battle for fourth on back. Eric Almirola's got it for the moment. Corey Heim goes fifth. John Hunter Nemechek sixth. Riley Herbst seventh. Jesse Love is eighth. A.J. Allmendinger ninth. And rounding out the top ten at the moment, Brandon Jones.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Whoa!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
25 down, 20 to go in the stage. It continues to be the 21-year-old driver from Talking Rock, Georgia, Chandler Smith, showing the way early from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Chandler Smith out front over Cole Custer, Allgaier, Almirola, and Corey Heim. No change in the top five since we last left. Let's take a swing around the racetrack. Dan Hubbard and Kyle Rickey, get some observations from them. Again, now 28 in. What have we learned so far, Dan Hubbard?
Well, obviously we've learned that Chandler Smith is one of the fastest cars so far. Interesting to note that almost everybody is staying to that low groove, that inside line, if not the apron through turns one and two. Why? Because that's where the rubber buildup has been from the qualifying, the practices that we've had so far this weekend. Just a few drivers are comfortable up high, and that would be John Hunter Nemechek. I think it's just helping him keep the pace. It's not really helping him pass cars.
What about down the back stretch and into turn three, Kyle Rickey?
Same thing in turn three, much of the same. Cars right at the bottom of the racetrack for the most part. That's where a lot of that rubber buildup is. I like Justin Allgaier right now when looking at fast cars at this end of the racetrack. A distant third a few laps ago, barely into the top five when this race started, some 30 laps back, and right now challenging for position number two on Cole Custer. He looks good, at least here at turns three and four in the early portions of this race.
A couple of observations from here, Alex. I know you can weigh in. Sam Mayer moving up the leaderboard. He is just outside of the top 10 in 11th. Right behind him from 28th all the way to 12th, William Byron. And Austin Hill. Now, we'll stop right there. The driver that's already got two wins this season and a fourth. So good, but yet not so good early on here at Phoenix.
No, he's not. He's traditionally had good runs here at Phoenix Raceway with top tens in three of his last four races in the Xfinity Series here, but he hasn't ever really been a true threat to win here at Phoenix Raceway. Yeah, top tens are great, but you want to be up there top two, top three to put yourself in position to win, like you said in our pre-race coverage. But Austin Hill is continuing to motor right along right now in 13th position, still with, 12 laps to go in stage number one and an opportunity to put a wrench in that race car to try to adjust it.
Let's talk about Sheldon Creed for a moment. Todd Gordon was calling out the fact that he was quickly climbing the leaderboard. That climb has stalled out. He has made it to 15th driving a Joe Gibbs Toyota Supra. Sheldon is one of those situations now, do you not think, Alex, where he has to win? He's still a driver without a victory. He's in good equipment. Sooner or later, he's going to have to find victory lane.
Yeah, he is. And the way his tenure at Richard Childress Racing ended, it was unceremonious, to say the least. Now he's over at Joe Gibbs Racing. Obviously, top-notch equipment there, just like RCR. And I think the pressure absolutely is on, given the way the season wrapped up for him last year. He needs to win, and I think he needs to win early in the season. He's capable of doing so, given what he did in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and his history there. But as you pointed out, yet to break through in the Xfinity Series. He does have a series of second-place finishes, so he's knocked on the door. He just hasn't been able to kick it open.
Well, a guy that's kicking out open the door is Chandler Smith. He's driving away from everybody, and Kyle Ricci, a good battle, though, right behind, although it's well behind. Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier battling for second.
Yeah, it's a bit behind the race leader, about half the length of the back straightaway. Chandler Smith is gone. Cole Custer hangs on to the second spot for now. Justin Allgaier was closing in a few laps ago, but that has stalled down to about two car lengths the last few laps.
Because there is a rapidly closing Eric Almirola, who is the fourth place car. Almirola's been the fastest race car on the track the last four straight laps. He's continuing to try to run down those cars.
Here he comes through the dog leg, approaching turn one. He is gaining ground on Justin Allgaier, who has his hands full, trying to get around Cole Custer. Custer has changed his line. He's gone to the high side now through turns one and two.
Allgaier had a look to the bottom of the racetrack at the exit of turn two on Cole Custer. Couldn't make the pass, and that battle for position is about to be a three-way battle with Eric Almirola closing in.
Just a moment ago, we were talking about some of those drivers not having a good early afternoon. Add the name Sammy Smith to that list. We always expect big things from the young driver. He is backed up since the green flag flew seven spots, Alex, and he is right now outside of the top 20.
He won this race a year ago, becoming the youngest Xfinity winner here at the Phoenix Raceway, albeit he was driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. Now he's moved over to Junior Motorsports in those Chevrolets. He just got passed by Brennan Poole for 20th. Shane Van Gisbergen is on the back bumper now. So, Todd Gordon, when you switch a team like that, how big of a difference is it, and how big is the learning curve?
Well, I think you've got to learn the people. It's not only the teams, but just you've got a new crew chief. You've got a new spotter, you've got new mechanics, engineers. It's creating relationships and building a notebook. You've lost all of the notebook of what things make you successful, and they have to learn those things again. There is a learning curve, and it's going to take 5-6 races to start to build that notebook together.
Dan Hubbard, it's Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Allgaier, and Eric Almirola. Behind that, you've got a good battle picking up with fifth place.
Flying Corey Heim, John Hunter Nemechek, and Brandon Jones for the moment, nose to tail all the way around, turns one and two.
Here comes John Hunter Nemechek, peeking to the inside of Corey Heim for that position, and at the same time, trying to fend off a hard-charging Brandon Jones, also looking outside and in. Here's Nemechek on Heim in turn three.
With five laps to go in stage number one, Nemechek got into the back bumper of Corey Heim, moved him up the racetrack, goes to the inside, and Brandon Jones is going to capitalize.
Starting to get a little bit physical here as we near the end of stage one. John Hunter Nemechek to the inside line of turns one and two. Right to his right elbow is Corey Heim. They're side by side off turn two.
Sam Mayer just a couple of car lengths behind this battle for position. They'll make it four cars battling for fifth on back. Heim has it. Here's Jones to the outside of Nemechek.
Right now, Corey Heim sitting in sixth. Then you've got Brandon Jones behind that, side by side. John Hunter and Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer making a nice nifty move around the outside of John Hunter Nemechek, but Nemechek is not done yet. Makes his car a little bit wide, almost pushes Mayer out of the fence. Mayer would not back out of the throttle. He gets the position down the back straightaway.
Great run for Sam Mayer to the outside of Nemechek. Check off of turn number two, and now looks at the battle just ahead between Corey Heim and Brandon Jones.
All this is coming up off of turn number four while the race leader, Dan, is already at your feet.
Chandler Smith all by himself riding the apron, giving himself plenty of racing room between himself and the lap traffic.
And a lot of lap traffic now up the back straightaway for the race leader into turn number three, and is able to pull away even a bit more now from that battle for second between Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier.
Two laps to go in the stage. Chandler Smith then out front. He's got a comfortable 2-second advantage over Cole Custer.
Doesn't even need to use the dog leg per se. And again, everybody trying to move out of his way. Here comes Chandler Smith. Nice, easy lap through turns one and two. Battle for second still between Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier.
Lap traffic side by side in front of the race leader, Chandler Smith, now entering turn number three, including J.J. Yaley and Frankie Muniz, who will fall off the lead lap.
Muniz goes to the high side, lets the leader scoot on by to the bottom. They begin their final circuit of Phoenix Raceway in stage number one.
You can tell Chandler Smith has backed out of the throttle just a little bit because he has the luxury to do so. Not using the apron through turns one and two as he was before. Now he goes to the apron off the exit. He's got a healthy lead over Cole Custer.
With no lap traffic in his immediate future for Chandler Smith, up the back straightaway for the final time in this opening stage as the race leader.
He has now won the last three stages in a row. Stage one and two at Las Vegas, picking up the stage win here in Phoenix. Stage one win goes to Chandler Smith. And now we see the caution flag coming out. Green and white checkered flag. 45 laps complete. Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola, and Riley Herbst. Sixth across the line, Brandon Jones, followed by Sam Mayer, who's up to seventh. Corey Heim, eighth. John Hunter Nemechek, ninth. And Jesse Love comes across the line in 10th. Chandler Smith picking up stage one win.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage is presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
Bundling and saving with Geico is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
Now we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Pit stops are on the horizon. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
We welcome you back to Phoenix Raceway in Avondale, Arizona here, just west of downtown Phoenix. Pit lane will open this time by as the field behind the pace car works over into turns one and two. Expect all the leaders to make their way in this time, Todd. Good chance to make some adjustments for some of these cars that have been struggling.
Yeah, first chance to really get down here, work on some tire pressures, maybe stick a wrench in the rear window and adjust on the track bar or something like that. Be interesting to see how the guys play out here. This is a good chance to take it and then try to be fast in the second stage.
45 miles per hour, they make their way onto the pit lane. All the lead lap cars, starting with Kim Kuhn.
And how about that climb for Sam Mayer? Started the race in the 21st position, finished that stage in the 7th position. That Tire Pros Chevrolet Camaro coming to a stop in front of the crew. Sam said the front just kind of went numb, especially through the center. He couldn't finish the corner, they will make a slight air pressure adjustment as well as a chassis adjustment on that Chevrolet. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel, also in AJ Allmendinger, as well as Shane Van Gisbergen, Ryan C., Sheldon Creed, and John Hunt-Vingmacek, who is reporting a loose Toyota, said just way too over-rotating on the right rear. Steve Post.
Corey Heim is in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. The same with Justin Allgaier. Here's Cole Custer, has the very first pit box. That'll be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. A little bit tight for Cole Custer, but he is going to win the battle off from pit road. Justin Allgaier goes out second. Riley Herbst third. Chandler Smith and Eric Almirola, your top five. Custer was a little bit tight. Eric Almirola was a little bit loose coming into turn number three. And Justin Allgaier had a four-tire Sunoco fuel stop. He was tight, and then that car would snap loose up off the corner. So Jim Pullman, the crew chief, working on that car. Pit stops, end of stage number one, lap number 49.
Chandler Smith is going to give up three spots on pit road. He came in P1. He will go out in fourth behind Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, and Riley Herbst.
Over 49.3 million homeowners who plan to dig for projects like planting a tree, installing a fence, or any other landscaping projects will put themselves and their communities at risk by not contacting 811 before digging. Plan ahead. Always contact 811 2 to 3 days before digging to have buried utilities marked to stay safe and prevent damage to our critical services. Safety is in your hands. Go to call811.com before you dig. Every dig, every time. It's free. It's easy. It's the law.
Welcome to Martinsville.
Martinsville isn't your average everyday racetrack. It's truly one of a kind. The speed, the shape, the history, the hospitality, and heck, even the hot dogs. A one-of-a-kind weekend at the short track of NASCAR with trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and Cup Series on Sunday. It's one event too amazing to miss. NASCAR Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, April 5th through the 7th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Stage one is done. The green flag for stage two coming up shortly. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
52 laps complete next time by. Still got a long way to go in this one. Let's give you a look at the top 10 as they came off of pit road.
It's Cole Custer, the race leader. Justin Allgaier second. Riley Herbst up to third, who's a teammate to Custer. Chandler Smith, who was the race leader, led the opening 48 laps of this event. Chandler Smith is now back in position number four. Eric Almirola's fifth. John Hunter Nemechek is sixth. Seventh is Sam Mayer. Corey Heim is eighth. Jesse Love ninth. And Brandon Jones is tenth.
Before we go back under the green flag, and that will be at least another two laps, we'll take you further down the leaderboard as they run. 11th at the moment, William Byron. And if you remember, William started deep in the field. He started 28th, so he does continue to climb the leaderboard. We've got Sheldon Creed. Right now he is 12th. A.J. Allmendinger has been quiet at a track that he normally runs very well at. A.J. 13th. Austin Hill 14th. Haven't talked about Austin yet. Parker Kligerman 15th. Jeb Burton 16th. 17th Ryan Sieg. Brennan Poole 18th. Shane Van Gisbergen 19th. And Parker Retzloff is 20th.
Anthony Alfredo is 21st. Kyle Sieg 22nd. Jeremy Clements is 23rd. And Haley Deegan is 24th. Kyle Weatherman goes 25th. Sammy Smith back in 26th. Ryan Ellis 27th. Nick Leitz is 28th. J.J. Yaley's 29th, and Blaine Perkins is 30th.
And Blaine is one lap down. Is the rest of these drivers at minimum? Leland Honeyman is 31st. Garrett Smithley, 32nd. Followed by B.J. McLeod and Frankie Muniz, 35th. Josh Williams, Dawson Cram, 36th. Ryan Vargas, 37th. And out of the race, 38th. is Patrick Emmerling.
Chance to pick which lane you want to restart in as we get the one to go signal. Cole Custer will go to the bottom of the racetrack. Justin Allgaier elects to go topside. Third place driver Riley Herbst opts to go to the outside lane as well, and that means field is coming to the Geico restart zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com to get a started today.
You've got Chandler Smith electing to restart inside row number two. He's been the dominant driver here this afternoon. If you're just joining us, he took the field onto pit road as the race leader and the winner of stage number one. He's going to restart inside row number two. Up front, Cole Custer, where he has been to start the race. He'll go inside row one. To his outside now, Justin Allgaier. Green flag getting ready to fly here on lap number 54.
Let's see what these drivers can do now that they've had the opportunity to adjust on the chassis. Change the Goodyear Eagles. Top it off with Sunoco fuel. Green is in the air. Allgaier does not get a good restart. As a matter of fact, he'll give up the lead. He'll give up second and third.
Cole Custer brings the field into turn one. Right behind him is Chandler Smith. Allgaier rebounds in that third spot, but he's feeling a challenge to his inside. Eric Almirola.
Eric Almirola to the inside. Justin Allgaier, top side of the racetrack in a race for third. Three wide further back mid-pack. Here is Austin Hill. Bull move to the inside of Jesse Love and Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones in the middle. Jesse Love's going to get the better of the two. He'll go by Brandon Jones. He'll go by Austin Hill. Let's follow Austin through the dogleg.
Austin Hill negotiating his way in the back of the pack. He gets to the bumper of Brandon Jones. Jones goes a little bit high. He turns one and two. Austin Hill trying to take advantage of the apron.
Battle just into the top 10. William Byron to the inside, just behind Austin Hill to his outside. Sheldon Creed from the rear of the field looking to make his way into the top 10.
Further up, challenge and change for the number four spot. Eric Almirola gets by Riley Herbst. Herbst has more trouble to his left elbow.
A hard charge and John Hunter Nemechek goes through the dogleg. He too will get around Riley Herbst. He carries too much speed and it goes one and two. Opens the door for Riley Herbst. They're still side by side for the fifth spot.
The battle for the fifth position up the back straightaway, and again side by side to the outside. John Hunter Nemechek to the inside. Riley Herbst.
Top four, nose to tail. Good battle though for fifth. It is Riley Herbst. It is John Hunter Nemechek, and right behind Corey Heim looking on.
Corey Heim keeping those two honest up ahead. Here comes your leaders into turns one and two. It is still Cole Custer. Right behind him is Chandler Smith. Justin Allgaier, a hard charging man from that third spot.
Having a look to the inside at the exit of turn number two, trying to make the pass on Chandler Smith for the runner-up position. Settles back in the line in third, just in front of Eric Almirola.
He does. Further back there, side by side off turn four, Jesse Love goes to the inside of Sam Mayer. Brandon Jones, Austin Hill, they continue to look on. This is from eighth on back.
Jesse Love has that eighth spot. Sam Mayer rides in ninth. Right behind him is Brandon Jones. We talked about Austin Hill. This time he goes upstairs, trying to get around Brandon Jones for position.
Good run for Austin Hill to the exit of turn number two in the outside lane. Is able to pull up alongside Brandon Jones and try to make that pass. Behind them, William Byron and Sheldon Creed continue side by side.
All of this going from Jesse Love, Sam Mayer on back. Jesse right now is eighth, Sam ninth in that ongoing battle for 10th.
They come through with the turns one and two. Brandon Jones, Sheldon Creed, William Byron part of that mix. Austin Hill finally clears Brandon Jones.
And is trying to break away by a couple of car length at the exit of turn number two. Unable to do so. Austin Hill is meanwhile rolling in on Sam Mayer. Slides up the racetrack though and opens the door for Brandon Jones.
Good hard racing. We've got 30 laps to go in stage number two. 60 laps are down and Cole Custer is the race leader.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow on his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Racing continues to be fantastic here with 62 laps complete. Custer the leader by a half a car length over Chandler Smith. From third on back, it's Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola, and John Hunter Nemechek. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
iRacing, NASCAR, and Coca-Cola congratulate 2311 Racing and Keegan Leahy on his win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the 15th season of the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Leahy made a last lap pass for his first win since 2022. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for Round 3 at Atlanta Motor Speedway on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Top six continue to run right together on the racetrack. They're mixing up positions virtually every lap, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And, Jeff, for the moment, things are going to settle down, if only by a car length apiece.
Well, you mentioned it a moment ago. Great racing here at the Phoenix Raceway. Top six mixing it up for the lead. Behind them, Dan, you've got a big pack of seven, and they're headed your way.
That's where you'll find Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, Corey Heim, and Austin Hill. They all take different lines through turns one and two. For the moment, Jesse Love has the advantage of all those drivers.
Can add Brandon Jones to that pack of traffic as well as they go racing for position just into the top 10. Here comes Austin Hill to the inside of Corey Heim and will take that eighth spot away.
He does it. But they're racing hard. Nobody wants to give up a spot that easily, including for the number five spot between Nemechek and Herbst.
And Nemechek goes way high through turns one and two. That opens the door nice and wide for Riley Herbst. Herbst will try to draw up alongside Nemechek down the back straight.
Nemechek using that outside momentum, though, to carry that speed up the back straight away and will hang on to that position by a car length. Here comes Herbst back to the inside in three.
Let's jump all the way to position number two. Chandler Smith has got it behind Cole Custer. But here comes Justin Allgaier.
Justin Allgaier, I've been watching him. He has been changing lanes every time, every lap, trying to find what works. Oh, and he gets a little bit loose right at the center of the corner. But Justin Allgaier had to catch it. That's how hard he's driving, trying to catch second-place man Chandler Smith.
And now he's going to find pressure from Eric Almirola, who's closing from position number four. Now one car length separate those two.
Back in the 11th spot, that's where William Byron is racing, and he's going to wash up the track here, Jeff. Leave the inside open for Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed, William Byron, putting on a very good show. Todd Gordon, it doesn't matter where you look. In fact, we'll catch that in just a second. How about three wide off turn number two for the runner-up spot?
For the second position up the back straightaway they come, and it's going to be Chandler Smith for now hanging on to that spot. Allgaier finding pressure from Eric Almirola to the inside.
Hard racing, Todd, but yet fair racing ongoing, at least at this point in the race.
Yeah, and we've seen it. It's good, solid two wide everywhere, and then you see three wide racing at times here. Just really competitive, and nobody's like driving through. It depends on what kind of run you make off the lane you pick.
Well, you got Sheldon Creed battling with William Byron and Brandon Jones. You've got this ongoing battle for second. Justin Allgaier has got it for the moment. Chandler Smith is right there. Eric Almirola is right there. Let's follow this through the dogleg.
Justin Allgaier doesn't have the best handling machine, so he's trying to find what works. the high side so far seems to be working for him, although this time around, he got around Eric Amarola, did Justin Allgaier, and he hugs the yellow line off of turn two.
Committed to that outside lane a lap ago, and that propelled him up to the second spot, and now just four car lengths behind race leader Cole Custer.
They begin to settle down just a moment here as we look at the top ten. It's Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola, Riley Herbst is fifth, John Hunter Nemechek is sixth, Jesse Love seventh, Sam Mayer is eighth, Austin Hill ninth, and William Byron now tenth.
Well, let's follow William Byron, Kyle Rickey. That appears to be the best race on the track. Three cars wanting position number 10.
Has Sheldon Creed to his inside, or at least looking to his inside. Creed slipped a bit off of turn number two, opened the door to the outside for Brandon Jones to challenge.
Brandon Jones has been up and down the leaderboard, nearly threw it away a couple of laps back here off turn number four. As a matter of fact, why don't we get a quick update from pit road on a couple of drivers like Austin Hill and A.J. Allmendinger, drivers we expected to be in the top five right now, but Steve Post, Austin Hill is back in the ninth spot.
Yeah, ninth is about the best he's been all day long. You guys talked a little bit about it during the first stage of the race, and the car was just terrible. Chattering the front tires is what Austin Hill was saying to Andy Street as they worked on that car during the stage break, and it is significantly better. It's not great now, but it's significantly better, and he said nothing about that car being tight at this point. So Austin Hill, ninth, not where he was looking for, but better than where he was at earlier in the race. Kim Kuhn, what's A.J. Allmendinger saying?
Well, a frustrating day for A.J. Allmendinger. Started 10th, now in the 13th position, but was as low as 15th at one point to start this stage. And it started in practice. He told me after practice that the first couple of runs, they were not good. He felt like they made it a little better, but he said point blank, they do not have a winning car here today. He said a big day for them would be running between the 4th and the 7th position. They are pretty far off from that currently. Right now, he said the rear tires are slow, the back end just feels lazy. They did make some changes at the end of stage one, checked in with the team. They told me AJ is really unhappy, but nothing specific to the car right now, just a frustrated driver who is still looking for his first top five on the season.
Well, he's not alone, that is for sure. Corey Heim is in free fall mode. He is outside of the top 20, Alex Hayden. Corey Heim just washing up the racetrack, everybody working to his inside. He was 25th last lap.
Yeah, he was running inside the top three earlier in the race, and he is just getting freight trained right now, looking for any kind of grip, and Dan, he's struggling again.
The nose dancing all around the Corey Heim. In fact, he's back to down, downshifting. Corey Heim is bringing it in down pit road.
All right, we'll follow up there in a moment. Quick look at the top 10. Lap 77, Cole Custer, Allgaier, Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, top five, John Hunter Nemechek. Then you have Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, Austin Hill, and William Byron, and Steve Post, Corey Heim with an ill-handling race car is headed your way.
Not sure if he got in the wall or what the problem was, but he feels like there's some suspension damage on the right rear of the car. The crew is around. They've taken off the Goodyear Racing Eagles, and now they're taking a look at the right rear. In fact, a crew member just told him, jack the car back up. He saw something on the right rear. Sunoco fuel has been put into the race car, but certainly not the way things are going. Chris Bowen, the crew chief, making the call now, and they continue to work on the right rear of the Corey Heim car. Not a bad not a bad way to go after running in the top five during the whole first stage.
Well, not exactly what you want if you're Corey Heim after running in the top three earlier. Todd, had a chance to look at some of the NASCAR TV video of that race car.
Yeah, big wobble in the rear wheel. I don't know if the wheel was bent or it was just that loose that it was wobbling like that, but definitely something Corey felt and needed to come to pit road to adjust.
We also been watching Justin Allgaier, who is reeling in the race leader, Cole Custer, and now we are getting word, Alex, that tire loose on that race car, and that will certainly cause a vibration.
It will indeed, and he's making his way back off the pit lane now, although he is currently three laps down as Corey Heim being scored back in the 33rd spot. Things were tightening up for the race lead between Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier, but for the moment, Jeff, looks like Custer's been able to keep Justin Allgaier at bay.
Justin will reel in the race leader and Cole Custer, and then Cole will drive away by two or three car lengths. A little bit further back, Eric Almirola all by himself in third, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst. That is your top five. The rest of the top ten, John Hunter Nemechek, he's sixth. Sam Mayer is 7th. Jesse Love, 8th. Austin Hill, his teammate, is 9th. And William Byron, at the moment, is 10th.
Running in position number 11 is Brandon Jones. 12th is Sheldon Creed. 13th is A.J. Allmendinger, with Ryan Sieg going 14th. Jeb Burton is 15th, and Brennan Poole, 16th. Parker Kligerman goes 17th. Parker Retzloff is 18th. Anthony Alfredo, 19th. And Shane Van Gisbergen is 20th.
21st, Sammy Smith. We have not talked much about Sammy today other than the fact that he's had an ill-handling race car. Kyle Sieg is 22nd. Haley Deegan, 23rd. Jeremy Clements, 24th. Ryan Ellis, 25th. Kyle Weatherman, 26th. J.J. Yaley, 27th. Nick Lights, 28th. Leland Honeyman, 29th. And Blaine Perkins is 30th.
31st right now is B.J. McLeod. 32nd is Garrett Smithley. 33rd is Corey Heim. 34th is Frankie Muniz. Josh Williams is 35th. Dawson Cram goes 36th. 37th is Ryan Vargas, and only one car being scored out of the race in 38th. That's Patrick Emmerling.
So far, we've only had two race leaders. Chandler Smith led early, and he led a lot. 48 laps, and right now Chandler running in position number 4. Other than that, and right now, it's Cole Custer out front for 36 consecutive laps. He's leading now on lap 84 with 5 to go in the stage.
What a difference, Todd, it makes from stage 1 to stage 2, and these teams can adjust the cars. In stage 1, Chandler Smith dominated, led 48 laps to go on to win the stage. After adjustments, here's Cole Custer up front. Chandler Smith is now backsliding in position number 4.
Yeah, definitely. Just depending on the direction you wanted to go with your adjustments, there's a couple cars that you've seen that feel like maybe the adjustments were in the wrong direction. So let's get a report from pit road. Steve Post, you have something on Chandler Smith?
Absolutely. He was flawless in that first stage, and right now he just reported to Jeff Mendering, his crew chief, that he has to wait on the front to get back on the gas. So the car is shoving up in the middle of the corner, and he just can't get back to the gas. Now, Jeff Mendering is the crew chief. We've talked about Sammy Smith's struggles. Jeff was the winning crew chief here last year, but right now they've got to do some work on the Chandler Smith car if Jeff Mendering and that team are going to return down to victory lane.
And now they are 4th. Everybody chasing Cole Custer off turn number 2. He said it was good to be back in the desert, Alex Hayden, a place where he won last November and walked out of here as the series champion.
Yeah, and he needs this kind of run, given the fact that he hasn't really had a whole lot to hang his hat on other than last week he got the ship righted. But after Daytona and Atlanta, bad starts there, getting swept up in some crashes. He's now beginning to turn things around just a bit, and now he's led 39. He'll lead his 40th lap next time by.
So we're talking about Cole Custer right now enjoying just a 2-car length advantage over Justin Allgaier, another 4 back to Eric Almirola. So it's not a runaway for Cole Custer. He comes across the line, 2 laps to go in the stage, Dan.
And what's going on here into turns 1 and 2, Allgaier carries a lot more speed into turns 1 and 2. He's able to do that, but from the center off, Cole Custer really shines, and that's why he's able to keep Allgaier at bay.
Unless they are in lap traffic, and they are about to be in a bunch of it here in the last couple laps of this stage for race leader Cole Custer. That's where Justin Allgaier is able to gain ground and does so again here in 3.
They've got veteran B.J. McLeod right in front of them, who's already 1 lap down as we begin our final lap of stage number 2.
B.J. McLeod used the dogleg here on the front stretch, trying to give the leader Cole Custer as much room as he possibly could. Custer does not clear B.J. McLeod in the corner. That's an advantage for Justin Allgaier in second.
Has to go to the outside lane as race leader Cole Custer now finally does move around B.J. McLeod, has a comfortable 4-car length lead into turn 3.
Green and white checkered flag is in the air. Cole Custer up and off turn number 4, and he will pick up the stage 2 win here in Phoenix. Cole Custer across the line in position number 1 in front of Justin Allgaier and Eric Almirola. Chandler Smith 4th at the line. Riley Herbst 5th, as we see the caution flag now waving with the green and white checkered flag. Rest of the top 10, John Hunter Nemechek 6th, Sam Mayer 7th. Jesse Love was 8th at the line. Brandon Jones 9th, and Austin Hill was 10th. Stage 2, it's over, and Cole Custer has picked up the green and white checkered flag.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Stage win number 27 in his career. Talking about Cole Custer, he picked up the stage win. Pit Road will open up shortly from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
It is a picture-perfect Saturday afternoon as we welcome you back to Phoenix Raceway. Alex Hayden, we had rain on Thursday, cold and wind. We had rain and sunshine yesterday and into the evening to cut the ARCA Menard Series race short. No rain in sight today, no rain in sight for tomorrow.
No, it's been a wonky few days weather-wise here, and obviously this is also where the Cactus League is for Major League Baseball spring training. All the teams around the area, they've been rained out for our last couple of days too, and then when there's been night games, fans have been absolutely bundled up, as the players have been too. So it's been one of those strange few days, but it is behind us. Perfect weather today, and we look for temperatures right around 80 or so tomorrow, Todd, and bright sunshine for the Shriners Children's 500.
Yeah, definitely, and that puts on a great show. The hotter this racetrack gets, the more it puts temperature in those tires. The drivers have to hunt around finding lanes. We've seen a little bit of it today. Feel like the second lane has come in for a few cars down here in 3 and 4. We've seen guys all over the racetrack in 1 and 2. That'll only be bigger tomorrow.
Before Pit Road opens, we do want to remind you of a brand new podcast called NASCAR Live Presents 2004, Chasing History. It's available now for download. 20 years later, we revisit a season that saw Dale Jr. win his first Daytona 500 and Kurt Busch win the first Chase for the Championship. We're going to spill all the stories that happened on and off the track with the people who made that season what it was. The first three episodes are available right now. Listen to MRN.com or subscribe to NASCAR Live wherever you download or listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years since we've been in playoff-type championship deciding ways to do things in the NASCAR world. Pit lane is open right now, and Kim Kuhn, here come the race leaders.
And Alex, a multitude of complaints. Sam Mayer saying it takes about 15 laps to come to him. Marty Lindley's going to freed up, tells him hang on for those first few laps of green. AJ Allmendinger still complaining, chattering the tires on that machine. Sheldon Creed said he needs more turn, especially the first five laps after they restart. But here is John Hunter Nemechek. It's going to be a combo air pressure and track bar for a Toyota that needs more lateral grip. For Tire Sunoco Fuel as more cars make their way towards you, Steve Post.
Riley Hurst, Four Tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. That car is very, very loose. They're going to try to tighten it up just a little bit. Justin Allgaier, they like the adjustments. They want just a little bit more. They think they got a shot to win the race. Very first pit box, here's Cole Custer. He gasses it up. He wins the race off from pit road. Allgaier goes second. Riley Herbst is third, side by side. John Hunter Nemechek and Chandler Smith running side by side for fourth. Eric Almirola, he needs his car just to roll a little bit better in the center, and he feels like that he can get up there and challenge as well. Pit stops, lap 95, end of stage number two.
Big winners and big losers on pit road. Down four, Eric Almirola. He came off of pit road position number seven up to Riley Herbst, as you heard the postman report. Off of pit road, position number three, behind Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier as we work under the caution flag.
Now we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
NASCAR's next generation of stars drive in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
And here they come. Zane Smith now will try to advance his way to the lead.
Catch the excitement of every race right here.
NASCAR has made it official. Zane Smith is a back-to-back winner at the Daytona International Speedway in the opener.
On the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Stage racing, stage two, done. Cole Custer picked up that green and white checkered flag, and he is set to lead the field to the green flag for the run to the checkers. Coming up here shortly from Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Closing in on halfway, two laps shy of that when they come around this time. So we've got 98 complete, 102 remain. Cole Custer, race leader. Justin Allgaier, second. Riley Herbst, third. Chandler Smith, fourth. And John Hunter Nemechek is fifth. Sam Mayer, he's up to sixth. Eric Almirola set to restart seventh. Jesse Love, eighth. Sheldon Creed, ninth. And Brandon Jones is 10th.
So our longest green flag run today has only been 37 laps, keeping in mind that the stage lengths have only been 45 laps. Here we are now with 102 laps remaining in this race. They cannot go the entire 102 laps on this tank of Sunoco fuel. So, Kim Kuhn, when do we expect the final pit stop to take place for these teams?
Well, most teams have been quiet in terms of what their strategy is going to be, but there are a couple of crew chiefs who have told their drivers, be prepared for a longer run, longer than we've seen so far in this race, and please take care of your tires. So that leads me to believe that if we look at the rest of the distance of this race, about 102 laps once we go green, that they're going to pit on the later half of that split of the final stage. But once one car pits, things are wide open.
And you want brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles on those cars, or you'll go a lap down in a hurry. Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, top two. Riley Herbst in the Ford Mustang is third. Riley, a 25-year-old driver out of Las Vegas, Nevada, off to a good start, Alex. Sixth at Daytona, fifth a week ago at Las Vegas, and backing that up with another good run here.
He is, and it's not a surprise because Riley Herbst was only one of two drivers last year to have top five finishes at both Phoenix races. He and Sheldon Creed are the ones to do that. Right now, Riley Herbst being scored in the third spot, and incidentally, Sheldon Creed is back in the ninth spot after starting at the tail end of the field. But for Riley Herbst, he's put himself in a good position. As a matter of fact, Stuart Haas Racing's Xfinity team between Herbst and Cole Custer have had an outstanding day as we'll come back around and get the cross flags and the green flag.
Sam Mayer trying to have a good day. He wants to close out the second half of this one. We talked to Sam during the pre-race. We documented what a dismal start it's been to this season. Well, right now, Sam Mayer is sixth. He was 36th at Daytona, 11th at Atlanta, 38th at Las Vegas. He wants to close it out as well. We are halfway home. Cole Custer looking for the green flag.
As they make their way into the Geico restart zone, green flag goes back in the air, and we're racing again here in Phoenix. Custer dives to the bottom of the speedway. Everybody follows suit.
Cole Custer gets a good jump on this restart. He comes into turn one leading the pack. Three wide for the second spot. Riley Herbst down low. It's Justin Allgaier up high. Chandler Smith is the man in the middle.
Chandler Smith comes out on top of that battle in position number two. Now and just a car length behind race leader Cole Custer. Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst nose to nose for third.
We got a restart violation. It's going to be handed out to Frankie Muniz. He got below the yellow line before he got to the start line. Meanwhile, it's Cole Custer at the front of the field.
Brings the field back to turn one. They're three wide for that fifth position. It's Eric Almirola, John Hunter Nemechek, and Sam Mayer. They sort it out for turns one and two. Give the advantage to Eric Almirola.
Good run for Sam Mayer, though, in the outside lane. We'll hang with Eric Almirola in a bid for that fifth spot. By the time they get to turn number three, it's Almirola with the position.
He does, and he tries to get away and leave John Hunter Nemechek and Sam Mayer to race wheel to wheel. Looking on is Jesse Love as those drivers fan out to go to turn one.
Jesse Love was going to dive down to the dogleg, thought better of it, gets up high and tries to get behind Sam Mayer. Here comes that pack. This is from sixth on back. John Hunter Nemechek, Sam Mayer, and Jesse Love.
Nemechek had a great run a half a lap ago, able to get to the inside of Sam Mayer to take the sixth spot away. Sam Mayer on the backslide here as he finds challenge from Jesse Love.
97 to go. Pick a battle, Dan Hubbard. You got a battle for the lead. You got a battle for seventh. They're all headed your way.
Chandler Smith is trying to pressure Cole Custer, trying to get around them as they enter into turn one. They take the identical low line. Custer, the man in control there. Struggle for seventh is still on between Jesse Love and Sam Mayer.
Jesse Love to the inside of the racetrack. Sam Mayer topside, just in front of Brandon Jones. That side-by-side battle just outside of the top five.
Good hard racing there. It is back half of top 10, and they make contact in turn four. Jesse Love on the inside, Sam Mayer topside as they got together, opens up the inside for Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones wants a piece of this action, so too does Sheldon Creed around the outside of Brandon Jones. Four car fight from seventh on back.
Not a lot of speed for Brandon Jones right now at the bottom of the racetrack, and it may cost him a couple of spots. Jesse Love goes to the outside, and followed to suit is Sheldon Creed now, topside of Jones.
And again, Chandler Smith right there all over Cole Custer, then further back behind Sam Mayer. It's on there as well.
Brandon Jones almost makes contact with Sheldon Creed. Creed will ride that outside line. Brandon Jones wheel to wheel with Creed. Here comes Chandler Smith looking to the inside of Cole Custer for the top.
But has to fall back in the line to the exit of turn number two and up the back straightaway. It continues to be Cole Custer out front. Car length over Chandler Smith. One more back to Allgaier.
Good racing. Front four right together. Make it the front five as Eric Almirola has hitched his train car to that freight train.
Five car breakaway up at the front. Single file formation making their way into turn one. Oh, Chandler Smith had a great entry into the corner, but so too did Justin Allgaier. He rides in third spot.
Marks it out a bit wider does Justin Allgaier to the exit of turn two, and will lose a bit of ground to Chandler Smith in second, who is right on the back bumper of race leader Cole Custer.
Quick look at the top 10 as they come across the line. Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst, and Eric Almirola, 6 through 10. John Hunter Nemechek, Sam Mayer, Justin Andy Love, Sheldon Creed, and Brandon Jones.
With 92 laps to go next time by, turns 1 and 2 in sunshine, turns 3 and 4 in most of the backstretch in cloud covers. Todd, how much does that change the racing surface and subsequently the handling of the race cars?
It does make a difference on how these cars handle, and we've got different bankings and different ends, so I don't know that it disconnects the ends, but it does make a different surface from what you've had from the race when the sun comes back out.
Kyle Ricci, Chandler Smith all over Cole Custer. He looks now to the inside.
All but on the apron to the exit of turn number two is Chandler Smith on race leader Cole Custer. And here they go, side by side, up the back straightaway. New leader by the time they get to turn three, Chandler Smith back out front in Phoenix.
These have been the only two drivers to lead this race to this point. Chandler Smith reassumes the top spot. He now has led his 48th lap as they race back to turn one.
Last time Chandler Smith had the lead, he ran away with it. Can he do it again? Opens up a gap about a car length over Cole Custer, who's feeling the heat from Justin Allgaier.
Cole Custer has his hands full right now to the exit of turn number two. Here's Justin Allgaier with a run on the bottom. Allgaier will take second. Riley Herbst now to the inside of Custer for third.
Well, we'll follow up with Cole Custer's pit here in the postman in just a moment. Cole leading last lap. He's not second. He's not third. We'll find out what's wrong, what's going on with Cole Custer. 110 down, Chandler Smith out front again.
A damaged underground utility line can affect your family and thousands of others. Every few minutes, an underground utility line is damaged because someone decided to dig without first contacting 811. A damaged line can result in the loss of power, water, or other critical services for thousands of people. Know what's below? Go to call811.com before you dig. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
The 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Championship was won in dramatic